The supplement industry is huge. In 2016, the global nutritional supplement sector turned over an estimated $132 billion. By next year, some experts say that figure will exceed $220 billion. Vitamins and supplements are more popular today than they've ever been. COVID certainly is having an impact, but are they all they're cracked up to be? Here to tackle supplement superstitions and mineral misunderstandings is health contributor, business owner, and personal trainer Jerry Blaze. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
So if popping an inexpensive pill every day says it will keep us free from disease, it's no surprise supplements are popular. But how much of that is true, and how much is a really, really good marketing campaign?
To be completely honest with you, it's mostly marketing. There's no such thing as a magic pill to keep us free from disease. The magic pill, the proverbial magic pill that keeps us free from disease is proper nutrition, the avoidance of eating certain things and so on and so forth. But unfortunately, the market, there's a lot of money that has gone into marketing. It's really sad, but that's how things have been going this last decade or so.
When it comes to vitamins, what are the more popular ones? And what are the ones that most people should possibly think about? Obviously, talk to your doctor first, but people get the most benefits from.
Well, it depends. Like people, the popular ones are always people are looking to lose weight, lose body fat, and so on. So they're always looking for the magic pill for that, but that honestly doesn't exist. There are so-called fat burners, but they do not burn fat. Nothing you can take that will do that. Responsible and smart lifestyle that aids you in losing body fat in conjunction with consistent exercise.
Like during the height of the pandemic, and this happened to me as well, you couldn't find vitamin C or vitamin D on store shelves. People were going crazy saying, you know, they were taking double doses. But the fact is, more is not always better when it comes to supplements or vitamins.
That's absolutely correct. And I actually went through the same thing myself because I've always been adamant about my vitamin C and vitamin D especially. No, more is not better. In fact, more sometimes can make things worse. Because your body needs a certain amount of essential vitamins, trace minerals, and minerals. And if you're too excessive about it, you can actually put yourself in deficiency of many other vitamins and minerals.
Okay, so like in the world of sports supplements, things can also be very confusing. In any form of exercise, protein helps our muscles recover. We learn that at a very young age. One thing I've heard for years is protein supplements are only for bodybuilders. What do you say to that myth or that statement?
That's absolutely incorrect. The most important of all the three macronutrients is protein. Our bodies are comprised of mostly muscle, enzymes, all sorts of things that are made of protein. The raw materials needed to fit and maintain our muscle mass is protein, but you don't have to use a protein powder or shake. You can get that from lean sources of protein, from meats and so on. Even some vegan diets have a good amount of protein in it from combining certain incomplete proteins together with other ones.
Another one is like, I don't exercise enough to need a protein shake. So you could take somebody who works out 5 days a week versus a casual gym goer who's there 1 or 2 days a week. No matter if it's a protein shake or a lean source of protein, the results are still the same, right? There is obviously a benefit here.
There's an absolute benefit and a necessity because we all need, as we discussed in previous segments, we all need a minimal amount of protein on a daily basis. That does not have to come from a protein shake, no matter how elite of an athlete you are. It's just that the protein shakes or protein powders mixed with water or so on are a very quick and convenient way of getting it in. So you don't need it, but it can be very helpful if you're a very busy person on the go.
I have to agree with that one. You know, obviously dietary supplements should be a complement to our diet and not replace it. What supplements do your clients ask about most often? Whether they have, like, does this really work? Is this really a magic pill? Or, like, will this help me build immunity? Or will this help me not get sick? Do you, any of your clients talk to you about that?
They all do. They always ask, and you know, some of the more popular questions are always about fat loss, but really you want to focus on your health mostly, and then there are some supplements that absolutely can help you with your, you know, help you strengthening your immune system, you know, maintaining a good digestive health, because it all starts in the stomach. So I would always recommend a good probiotic to take on a daily basis and so on. But you got to understand that, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't really need to implement vitamins and mineral supplements so much. But now the way things are produced and mass produced, there's really a good, there's a big void of nutrition in just everyday foods and vegetables. A lot of them are produced in labs. They're not in the ground with all the enriched with the soil, nutrient-rich soils.
Well, you have to assume, too, most of these are just covered, are just loaded with sodium, loaded with salt.
That's true. That's very true. I would put more emphasis on gut health, keeping a good, strong gut and stomach with a good probiotic. And then to be safe, I would implement some sort of a multivitamin, multi-mineral to take once a day as well. So that way, it's like an insurance policy of getting the bare minimum of vitamins and minerals from the multivitamin and then gut health from the probiotic.
Very good information, Jerry. Now, if anybody wanted to ask you a question or talk to you about training, we'll put your information on the website. Anything else that you want to pass along to them?
Yes, I would like to say that, first of all, put more priority in your health. Don't be so obsessed with trying to, you know, drop tons of body fat and get lean and so on and so forth. That's all going to come with better health. Put more emphasis on eating cleaner, exercising more consistent, and avoiding things that's going to interfere with your health.
Thank you so much for your information, and we will hopefully talk to you again next week. Any idea what we might focus on?
I haven't come up with it yet, but believe me, when I do, it will be interesting.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Jerry. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.